And now we continue with the Beatles' Long and Winding Road. I'm M.G. Kelly. George Martin's touch is apparent on all the band's recordings, but it was during the making of Sgt. Pepper that George really came alive.
By the time Pepper had come along, I suppose I was a realizer of their ideas, so that if John wanted something really weird, I had to try and provide it for him. Or if Paul wanted some extraordinary orchestration, I had to try and find out what he wanted.
John could find inspiration for songs from practically anything in everyday life. George Martin says John found the idea for Sgt. Pepper's wake-up call from a television commercial.
Good Morning, of course, was inspired by a commercial, you know, a breakfast commercial. And I suppose that triggered something in John, which made him write the song.
To do to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day, how's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, yeah.
Going to work, don't wanna go, feeling low down. Heading for home, you start to roam, then you're in town. Everybody knows there's nothing doing, everything is closed, it's like a ruin. Everyone you see is half asleep, and you're on your own, you're in the street. After a while, you start to smile, now you feel cool. Then you decide to take a walk by the old school. Nothing has changed, it's still the same. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning.
Everyone you see is full of life. It's time for tea and meet the wife. Somebody needs to know that. hope she goes. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
And I went into a dream.
Sgt. Pepper is one of the musical milestones of the 60s. We'll all remember it in different ways. But how does Ringo recall it?
It took a long time. The biggest memory I have of Sgt. Pepper is I learned to play chess on it.
Coming up next, Ken Kesey and his merry pranksters inspire a magical bus trip. And Paul reveals the true identity of the walrus on the Beatles' Long and Winding Road.
Simba, he's the Lion King, jumps in this big tree. And even my dad got excited. He got me the movie ticket from Kodak. And then this funny...
Wait a second. Kodak bought you a ticket to the Lion King?
Right. Buy 6 rolls of Kodak Gold film, and Kodak will buy you a ticket to Disney's The Lion King soon in theaters. For details, see the display where you buy Kodak film.
Tell me that good part again.
First, you buy Kodak film.
When my old air conditioner conked out and the air conditioning man told me you could use a new American Standard, I said, maybe so, but we're talking air conditioning, not plumbing, Mr. Cool Breeze, and I'll thank you not to change the subject. Then he showed me that American Standard is an air conditioner, efficient, quiet, and really reliable. Boy, was I relieved, and told him so. I don't know why you thought that was funny.
American Standard Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.